The only thing I knew about Anna's life in Los Angeles was that she didn't want to talk about it.
It's okay. You're okay.
Hey! Watch where you're going, lady!
Fuck, that was close!
But whatever went down in the City of Angels, it still had her looking over her shoulder. Even 3,000 miles away.
I'm okay. I can help whoever's next. Sorry about that. Welcome to Mariposa Bank.
I need to close my account.
Oh, we're sorry to see you go. Can I ask why you want to close?
I'd rather not get into it.
I completely understand. Would you like to hear about some of our other account options before you decide?
I've already made my decision. I just need to withdraw my balance and close the account. Please.
Certainly. Could I have your name? Miss? Miss?
Sorry?
Your name?
It's Anna Thompson. A-N-A.
Can I see your ID? Here we are, Miss Thompson. I see you have a joint savings account.
Yes. I'll just take a cashier's check for whatever the balance is.
Of course. And you'd like to withdraw the entire balance of $252,387. Is that correct?
Holy shit.
What was that?
I'll take it all, yes.
Just give me one moment to print that cashier's check.
Did I give you everything you need, babe?
The fuck out!
Here you are. Can I help you with anything else today, Miss?
Yes, actually. Is there anywhere I can wait until my cab gets here? An office, or...
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
It might not be safe for me to go out through the front door.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I think.
Do you need me to call someone? The police?
No. I just need somewhere safe to wait.
Sure. Just head back to my office and I'll be with you in a minute. There's a back door you can use.
Thank you.
Of course. This way.
She was running from something. That much I could tell. It's not even that she wasn't good at hiding it. I just know what it looks like. Living your life with one eye on the nearest exit. Takes one to know one.
Where to, ma'am?
LAX.
Well, whatever she was running from, I had to get her off the island before that thing caught her. And before my past caught up with the both of us.
No suitcases?
I travel light.
But it's hard to protect somebody when you don't know what or who you're protecting them from.
Underwater, Episode 4, The Deal.
Gabriel, let me out of the car.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Why not?
Because I'm not done with you yet.
Where are we going?
For a drive. That's all.
You should know that there are people who will be looking for me if anything happens to me.
Oh, I know that there are people looking for you, Anna. But I doubt you want them to catch up with you.
What the hell is this?
It's just a conversation.
Don't bullshit me, Gabriel. Tell me what you're really doing here.
I'm doing my job.
Wait!
Relax. It's not a gun. Just thought you might like to see some identification.
You're a cop?
Special agent, actually.
Are you trying to impress me?
I don't need you to be impressed. I just need you to be cooperative.
Well, that's not my strong suit.
So I've gathered, which is why I decided to drop the little cover story and be more direct with my investigation.
Investigation into what?
Into you.
Fuck this, I want a lawyer.
Oh my God. You're not under arrest. Okay, yet. Besides, I can do you one better. I can make sure you're protected from prosecution if you make yourself useful in other ways.
If you touch me, I swear to God.
Oh, please, that is not what I mean, okay?
Then what did you mean?
You're not the FBI's only person of interest on this island. You help me gather some intel on another suspect, and I can make sure the investigation into you goes away.
Who's the other suspect?
Nicholas Alexander.
Nico?
That's right. You always do seem to fall for the bad boys, don't you?
I don't know what you mean.
Sure you don't.
So, what are you trying to tell me? That Nico is some kind of criminal?
Well, funny enough, that's exactly what I'm hoping you can help me shed some light on. So, do we have a deal?
Why should I believe you? The FBI has no reason to be investigating me. I haven't done anything wrong.
I think your boyfriend might disagree with you there.
He's my ex-boyfriend.
No kidding. Look, I know what went down between you two, and, it might not be the worst thing for you to have the FBI's protection right now.
What exactly do you want me to do?
That's the spirit. The FBI is building a case against Nico and his boss. Any information you can gather about either of them would be incredibly valuable to us.
And how do you suggest I go about gathering this valuable information?
Yeah, I've seen the way he looks at you, and I don't imagine that you will have any trouble getting him to open up.
Fuck you.
That's hardly the tone I want our working relationship to start on. Get comfortable now. We've still got a bit of a drive ahead of us.
Sebastian knows that I'm gonna need you for the whole day, right?
Yep. I'm at your service.
That's good. We got a lot of ground to cover.
I'm waiting in the parking lot.
All right, cool. I'm gonna go and find Anna.
Hey, bad time?
What did you say?
I'm gonna call you back.
I can't really hear.
Nah, sorry. Come on in.
No need to be sorry. I'm the one who decided to show up on your doorstep totally unannounced.
That is true. What can I do for you?
I'm taking you up on your offer.
My offer?
To show me the real island.
The walking tour didn't do it for you then.
Not exactly. But I have a feeling you could show me a much better time.
I don't doubt that. I already have a driver booked for the day. I was going to visit some of my old stomping grounds. You can join me if you want.
I'm all yours. If you'll have me, that is.
What are we waiting for then?
I'm ready whenever you are.
Say less. Let's go.
I lead the way.
This main drag is where we all used to hang out at the school.
You were so lucky to grow up here. I would have loved to see this place when I was younger.
No, sure didn't feel lucky at the time. Hard to appreciate the beauty of something when you're just trying to survive.
Oh, I didn't mean to make light of
it. Nah, it's good. Seeing this place through fresh eyes brings back some of the better memories.
There were bad ones then?
A few. My parents died when I was a kid.
Oh my God, Nico, that's awful. I'm so sorry. Is this why you left the island?
You ask a lot of questions for somebody who never answers them.
I'm sorry. I can't help myself. You're an interesting guy.
Interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I prefer the word irresistible, but... You all right?
Yeah, just a little chilly.
Yeah, the ocean breeze will do that. Here, take my jacket.
Ooh, is this one of your moves?
Depends. Is it working?
Can I tell you something?
Anything.
I'm starving.
Well, that won't do. I'll be right back.
Wait, where are you going?
Just hang tight.
Okay, I'll be here. Come on. I gotta have something I can bring him. Shit.
You all right over there?
Excuse me?
You just looked a little frantic. I wanted to make sure you were okay. You know, tourists get mugged all the time.
I'm fine. Just looking for my cigarettes.
Those will kill you, you know.
Hey, you need to back up.
My apologies. I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable.
Wait, do I know you from somewhere?
I wouldn't say that. No.
Then what would you?
Hey,
You take care.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
Was he messing with you?
No, just a concerned citizen. Wait, what do you got there?
Grabbed us a little snack.
Hand pies?
Why are you acting like you had these before?
Yeah, once or twice.
My friend Elias and I, we used to have these bad boys every single day. Survive on these things. Even better than I remember.
Finally, somebody who enjoys island cooking as much as I do. Oh. I can't get enough of these. So, you and Elias still in touch?
Not for a long time now.
Oh, how come?
If you're gonna keep interrogating me, at least buy me a drink first.
Sure, you know a spot?
Of course.
Thanks. I'll be back in 5.
Hope this ain't too divey for you.
No, it's perfect. Got it to ourselves like a VIP section at a club.
Even better, in my opinion. Most clubs are a little bougie for me. This is much more my vibe. The menu at this place could use an overhaul, though. I'd go small plate route, add some local wine and beer pairings. The works.
Maybe you should open your own place. You got the vision.
It's funny you say that. My friend Elias used to say the same damn thing when we was kids. But I don't think it's for me.
Why not?
My parents owned a restaurant here in town. We lived in an apartment above it. It was literally my home. I worked there with them from the time I could carry a tray and make change. I loved that place. I was supposed to run it one day. But one night, I was closing up on my own. I was rushing so I could go hang out with this girl I was dating. You know, going through the motions. I was on my way home when I heard the sirens. A fire started somewhere in the restaurant while I was gone. And my parents were asleep upstairs. No one knows exactly how the fire started, but I'm sure I left something on. Made some stupid fucking mistake that cost me everything.
Mom!
By the time I made it home,
Dad!
The building was in flames.
Where are you?
Kicked the door down to try to save him, but it was too late. They were gone. And it was my fault.
God. It was hard enough losing my mom a few months ago when I was already grown. I can't imagine going through that as a kid. And I'm sure it feels impossible to set down the guilt you feel, but it sounds like what happened was just a terrible accident. Hey, it wasn't your fault, Nico.
It's kind of you to say. But I'm not so sure I agree with that.
I hope you can forgive yourself one day. But even if you can't, there are other ways to remember them. I don't know, maybe you could open a spot in their honor. There's a ton of restaurants popping up on the island. Some folks who are actually from here should benefit instead of just the foreign colonizing-ass developers. You know what I'm saying? Hey, come on, between all the recipes our parents taught us, I bet we could put together quite the menu.
It's we now.
I don't know, maybe. How do you feel about that?
Damn. Well, I thought we was here on a date. How the hell do we end up somewhere between a group therapy session and a business meeting?
I'm sorry. I guess there's just... oh, something about you that makes me want to cut through the small talk.
Here are those drinks for you.
Everything all right?
Yeah. You just look so familiar.
One of those faces, I guess.
No, it's more than that. You know what it is? You are the spitting image of Jay Thompson.
Yeah, I get that a lot. She was my mom.
Oh my God, Jay Thompson's daughter in my bar. The whole island was crushed to hear that she passed away. We never stopped loving her here.
Thank you. Yeah, that means a lot.
Hey, you know, Anna definitely inherited her mom's voice.
You're a singer, too?
No, I'm not a singer.
She's being modest. Anna's actually in town to perform at her mom's memorial concert tomorrow.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Can I hear a bit?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
I know, it's just... Everyone's gonna expect me to be as good as my mom, and that's a pretty high bar, you know? I don't want to let them down. I don't want to let her down.
Anna, I've heard you sing. There's no way you can let anybody down. You're not about to make me beg, are you? Grown-ass man on his knees.
We love to see it. All right. I guess a few lines couldn't hurt.
The stage is yours, Anna.
Look what you got me into. Looking all cute.
Come on, live a little.
You take my breath away. Some things just never change. But I felt deeper, sank faster, went harder, and dove in anyway. We're caught in the deep end. Never letting go. I wish we could breathe underwater. That way we won't lose one another. 'Cause I'm drowning you, and you're drowning me too. And there's not enough air. I wish we could breathe.
I told you.
That is so sweet. Thank you.
Wow.
I'd pick my jaw up off the bar if I were you. I keep it clean in here, but not that clean.
I mean, come on. Can you blame me?
Not at all. It looks like we've got another Thompson legend in the making.
Whew. You may be right. Guess we know who's going to take care of the entertainment at this restaurant or bar. So, am I forgiven for making you sing?
And then some. You have no idea how amazing it feels to sing in front of someone. Anyone, again.
You were amazing, Anna. You.
Can we go somewhere a little quieter?
Yeah. I know just a spot. If that was the warm-up, you about to kill this tomorrow.
I mean, there's going to be a slightly bigger crowd at the concert, but I hope it includes you, yeah?
What? You think I'm about to miss this? I gotta ask, with a voice like that, in your mother's name, why didn't you go after a music career?
And what makes you think I didn't?
Okay. Feel like there's a story here.
Yeah. But not a very original one. My mom didn't want me going anywhere near the music industry. Said I'd meet the wrong kind of people.
Okay. And then what happened?
She was right.
Here it is. This cove right here was the most popular makeout spot back in the day.
You mean to tell me I'm not the first girl you brought down here?
Oh, not the first.
Rude.
But definitely the most beautiful.
Okay. Sure.
Nah, I really do mean it, though, Anna. I don't know how to explain it, but there's something about you that I haven't been able to look away from ever since we met. Thank you for today.
I should be the one thanking you. Getting to see that island like this. It was everything I wanted.
And what about this? Is this something you want?
Nico, I...
Hey, man.
What are you doing here?
I just happened to be passing by when I saw you two head down here. Thought we could talk.
You were at the festival, right? Is this the old friend you were telling me about, Elias?
Not quite. My name's Mateo. Elias was my brother.
Was?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
It's Anna.
It was a pleasure meeting you, Anna. We got a lot to catch up about.
Not in front of her.
What, you think I'm gonna give away your secrets? That should be the least of your worries.
What the fuck does that mean?
Hey, keep a close eye on her. Seems like she's already got quite the following around here.
Anna knows how to look out for herself. But if anybody's stupid enough to try to hurt her, she's got me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So did I.
Anna, let's go.
What was he talking about, Nico?
It doesn't matter. It all happened a long time ago.
Don't lie to me. Whatever's going on clearly isn't just in the past.
Mateo and Elias were the closest thing to family that I had after my parents died. I left when they needed me the most. Elias was killed when we were kids, and it happened on my watch. Bad things happen to the people that I love most, and I'm afraid that it always will. Everybody on this island knows exactly what happened, and it's only a matter of time before somebody shows me exactly how unwelcome I am here. So I gotta get the fuck out of here before they do. And you should leave, too.
What?
It's not safe for you here alone. And I think you know that.
I don't...
I saw how scared you were when the guy stopped you in town. What are you worried about? Or should I say, who?
You know how I said I fell in with the wrong people in the industry?
Mm.
Well, my ex was one of them. I was telling you the truth about coming here for my mom's concert, but that wasn't the only reason I had to get away. My ex, he was into some bad shit. I think some of that might have followed me here.
Home sweet home.
Appreciate you, Diego. I, for one, think that we both deserve a nightcap after all that bullshit.
I couldn't agree more.
I'm not set up to make your specialty cocktail, but... Fuck.
What's wrong?
The closet's open.
Okay, what's the big...
I closed it on my way out.
Nico, is that a gun?
I think somebody's been here.
What are you talking about? Who?
I don't know. One of Mateo's guys, if I had to guess. I don't know how they could have got in.
How do you know it was them?
I don't. It could have been anybody on the island who wants me gone.
Or me.
You gotta go back to your room.
No, I don't want to leave you.
You said it yourself, Anna, that whatever happened with your ex might have followed you here. The best thing you can do right now is lay low.
What happened to keeping me safe?
That's what I'm trying to do.
I'm not leaving, Nico.
Anna, please.
If something bad is going on here, then we'll be safer together.
How can you still think that? With everything that you know about me now.
Nico, bad things happen to good people. I don't think that makes you any more cursed than I am. Though maybe that's not saying too much. And besides, I don't really think you want me to leave, do you?
What I want doesn't matter.
It's not an answer. You asked me on the beach if this is what I wanted. So the least you can do is be honest with me. Do you want me to go? Or do you want me?
Of course I want you.
Then what's stopping you?
I'm trying to do what's best for you. I know that I'm the furthest thing from that.
I get to be the judge of that.
There's no turning back if we do this. You sure you
want? I've already made my decision.
You take my breath away. Some things just never change. But I fell deeper, sank faster, went harder, and dove in anyway. We love with no control.
Underwater is an Interval Presents original production with Temple Hill Entertainment and Clamor. Starring Jason Derulo and Alexandra Shipp. Written by Katrina Day. Directed by Pat Kelly and Chris Kelly. Executive producer Jason Derulo. Executive producers from Interval Presents, Alan Coy and Jay Kleinberg. Executive producers from Temple Hill Entertainment, Marty Bowen, Wick Godfrey, and Alex Addison. Executive producers from Clamor, Rich Statter, Aaron Hilliard, Adam Reynolds, and Allison Shano. Executive produced by Katrina Day. Executive producer from Future History, Frank Harris. Special thanks to Henry DeSources. Marketing lead, Samara Still. Business development lead, Sheffy Ellen Swagmegji. And operations lead, Sarah Yu. Post-production audio services by Kelly and Kelly. Sound design and mixed by Paul Tedeschini. Dialogue edited by Max Collins. Original music by Genevieve Vincent. Songs arranged by Genevieve Vincent. The cast includes Jason Derulo as Nico, Alexandra Shipp as Anna, Carrie Alexander as Bank Teller, and additional voices. Beau Bridgeland as Jordan, Michael Deary as Credit Reader, and additional voices. Anisha Dubois as Dahlia and Young Dahlia. Andrew Frankel as Stranger and additional voices. Walter Gray IV as Male Tourist and additional voices. Melissa Greenspan as Female Tourist and additional voices. Alice Hunter as Elena. Jeremy Jordan as Gabriel. Josh Keaton as Mateo. Tara Langella as Female Guest and additional voices. Jonathan Leon as Young Mateo. Donis Leonard Jr. as Elias. Parker James Logie as Young Boy. Emily Martinez as Carmen. Michael McGlone as Marcus. Carla Renata as Bartender. John Carlos Sabagal as Diego. David Shatraw as Male Guest and additional voices. Andre Sigluzzo as Sebastian. Cameron J. Wright as Young Nico. And Hannah Zamora as Mia. Produced by Lillian Holman. Post-produced by Justin Cho and Lauren Berkovich. Associate producer Erica Lowy. Music supervision by Melanie Mitchell. Music clearances by Deborah Manis Gardner, DMG Clearances Incorporated. Audio engineered by Ian Fogarty and Ed McKinty at Gold Diggers, Brett Tubin at The Relic Room, and Jordan Sweet at Chalice Recording Studio. Assistant engineered by Derek Negron and Amber Rizzuri. Vocal coaching by Bianca Blush Atterbury. Casting by Marlies Gusenhauer, Sidi Kirsch, and Brent Agata. Additional casting by Melissa Berger-Brennan, Salem Everett, and Scott Forbes at CES Detail. Script supervisor, Tamara Black. Production supervisor, Lizzie Sam. Production coordinators, Ethan Aronson and Sean Green. Production assistants, Chelsea Perry and Samara Malik. Additional special thanks to Riley Folsom and Maxim Karlik. Underwater was recorded at Gold Diggers in Los Angeles, California. Chalice Recording Studio in Los Angeles, California. And The Relic Room in New York, New York. Make sure to follow Underwater and listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, SiriusXM, or wherever you get your podcasts.